All of us are familiar with the Tokai Forest. That is what we know it as Capetonians. We know it's a beautiful place to go and picnic. There's lots of shade. You're in nature. You kind of 10 minutes down the road and you're back in your urban hood. But a group called Parkscape that has a particular interest and speaks for the community and the environment in that particular area has raised concerns about the management of the park, the Tokai Forest, and the area around that by the Table Mountain National Park. And this was brought on by the fires, the devil speak fires, and forcing them to ask the question, how are we going to be dealing with the situation if a similar event happens in Tokai? Are we ready? Is it being managed properly by Sanparks? And what can we do as a community? The fire risk alone is cause for considerable concern. But obviously, there's a backstory to all of this. I'm joined by Nikki Schmidt, who is a community environmental NPO, Parkscape. Nikki, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. What is the backstory to this?
Good afternoon, Jeremy, and good afternoon to your listeners. The backstory is a complex one. Tokai falls into the national park, obviously, but it's a highly utilized recreational area. And I think that in part it forms a microcosm of the greater macrocosm of the park. So the trouble started in terms of the backstory. It started with the plantations and the fact that when the park was actually formed, the plantations were supposed to remain as part of the national park. And in 2005, in the Tokai, in the management plan for the park, users discovered for the first time that the pines were actually going to be cleared as part of the biodiversity project, but there'd been no consultation. And there was a massive public outcry when people heard about it, because the underlying research that led to the formation of the park spoke about the retention of the plantations because of their recreational value. So there was an intensive period of negotiation over about 2 or 3 years, and what came out of that was a document called the Tokai Cecilia Management Framework.
Right.
And that allowed for the retention of shaded recreation on a rotational basis.
Now, we're also talking about certain species not being specified, but what is that referring to?
So when the Tokai Cecilia Management Framework was created, no specification of species that would be planted for shade was made.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people assumed that what would happen is that pines would be retained. But as we know, the Pinus radiata is an invasive species, and it's on the biodiversity list for removal because of its invasive nature. So, you know, while a lot of people think, well, you know, okay, we're going to retain pines or we're fighting for pines, that's not actually the issue. The issue is the shaded recreation. And ideally, what you want to see is the replacement of those pines over a period of time with indigenous species. So you create a far more natural environment that is better suited to this Cape Town environment, this amazing Cape Town environment that we have.
Yeah. There's also an issue around Sanparks' intention, and I find this very upsetting, to remove the old oaks that line the avenue to the Tokai Manor House.
So there's a heritage issue there, and there are a lot of heritage issues that come into this. And, you know, something like an oak is not a Category 1 invasive alien.
Mm.
And what we saw back in 2006 was a lot of ring barking of some of those oaks, which indicated a clear intent for a kind of a purity and a purism, if you want to put it that way. And fortunately, that has stopped, and we hope that those oaks are not touched because they are part of a heritage avenue that lead up to the Tokai Manor House. And that road that leads up there also leads to the Tokai Arboretum, which was formed, I think it was in about 1885, when forestry itself was first born in the area. And that arboretum is very difficult to access, particularly for disabled and elderly people. The repeated requests to open the gate and to have parking closer to the Arboretum have just been ignored. And the Arboretum itself, which is a national monument, it's a national heritage site, it's just a sad and sorry shadow of what it used to be.
I should have gotten you on earlier, and I apologize, but in 20 seconds, can you tell me what's the way forward, please?
Well, really, Sanparks needs to engage. We need a public participation process, and we need with Sanparks to engage on all of these issues, and we need to understand the critical issues and the fact that this is an urban national park.
That's Nikki Schmidt, who is from the Community Environmental NPO Parkscape. Thank you so much for joining us, Nikki.